Welcome back, friends. Isaiah 26, Learning to Trust After Judgment. Yes. Isaiah 26 should be read as a chapter about formation, not reward. Peace and righteousness are portrayed as outcomes of trust learned over time, often through discipline. The chapter resists the idea that comfort produces virtue and instead presents judgment as a teacher that restores clarity and obedience. The chaos has been named, death has been confronted, hope has been announced. So now the question becomes practical and personal. How do people learn to live rightly after truth has been faced? And Isaiah answers that righteousness is not assumed, it is learned. The path of the righteous is level. You make level the way of the righteous, Isaiah 26, 7. Moral formation does not happen by accident. No, it doesn't. You have to approach it with intentionality. And peace does not come from avoidance. It comes from trust. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah observes that when grace is shown without discipline, people do not learn righteousness. That would be from Isaiah 26:10. Prosperity can obscure moral reality, and comfort can dull obedience. And without correction, false habits harden into permanent ways of living. Isaiah reminds us that this process is not merely individual. He speaks of a people learning together, walking together, waiting together for the Lord, Isaiah 26:8. Moral formation is communal. What one generation learns shapes the next. So one question that you can take to prayer if you care to. Where has comfort dulled obedience in my life? That might be something to consider. Isaiah suggests that peace is not found by avoiding truth, but by trusting deeply enough to live differently. So these are some anchors, scripture anchors I use for that idea. Isaiah 26:3, peace flows from trust, not avoidance. Isaiah 26:7, righteousness is learned through a disciplined path. Isaiah 26:8, waiting on the Lord forms desire and obedience. And Isaiah 26:10, grace without discipline fails to teach righteousness.
Yeah. I think I love that idea of we have to be willing to change. I think sometimes people think of changing as a negative thing, because they want to stay consistent and be who they are. But it's so crucial to be willing to change and grow and learn and actually be formed, because this relationship with Christ is an ongoing formation to becoming more like him. And with that, we will have, it requires a sacrifice and surrender of things unlike him. And that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes, I think. And often the comfort that we find in modern existence, I think it makes it easier to think, oh, I don't need him. Or I don't need a helper. I don't need a sustainer because everything is so easy compared to the way things used to be, And I think that can be really detrimental to our own personal growth and spiritual growth, especially when we just become apathetic and settle for comfort above righteousness,
I do know. I think that's exactly right. Righteousness is learned often through discipline. And peace comes through trust, usually not from avoidance, which
Gotcha.
you're talking about avoiding discomfort and that sort of thing. And judgment teaches what prosperity obscures, when we're very self-sufficient. So that was a question to take to prayer and to journaling if one wanted. It's right there. Examine where comfort has dulled obedience. There should be food for thought for all of us in that regard. Till the next time, my friends. Fide Sivrachu.